I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. New claims of sexual harassment have been brought up at the state capitol involving Republican Senators Randy Bumgardner and Jack Tate. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Two interns allege Senators Bumgardner and Tate engaged in inappropriate behavior. Megan Creedon recalled several uncomfortable encounters she had with Bumgardner during the 2016 legislative session when she was a Capitol intern. She didn't know him, but...
He would just ask me to go grab drinks with him in his office all the time. I was like, oh no, I'm allergic to whiskey, thanks.
The allegation against Tate is from a former intern who was 18, when she says Tate allegedly leered at her, nudged her, and made comments about her clothes. The allegations follow our previous reporting that led to formal complaints being filed against a Democratic lawmaker in the House. I'm Benta Berkland.
Both Bumgardner and Tate strongly deny any wrongdoing. A Colorado judge says defendants who've been held in jail because they can't pay a $55 county fee for pretrial services must be released if they have been granted a personal recognizance bond. El Paso County Judge William Bain signed the order Wednesday, about a week after the American Civil Liberties Union filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of 26-year-old Jasmine Still, who spent 27 days in jail after a judge approved her release on such a bond. A personal recognizance bond serves as a written promise to appear in court. The fee helps provide pretrial supervision. The ACLU plans to continue its fight to win damages for Still. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.